Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. I have returned home now. I have the laundry going. I just fed my little monkey some monkey chow, which is what I call this. It's tuna salad with chickpeas in it. I think that's pretty good. Pretty good food, really. It's what you need. It returns you to your center space. Dude, long day. Long couple days. Long weekend. It was exciting. It was very nice. It's kind of funny, the drama that will ensue from large things. And what I mean is, like, nothing big. It was pretty chill. We stayed up late last night after the venue. I guess there was this element of, like, yesterday we were moving all these, like, coolers, like, tons of coolers full of beer, boxes of beer, like, we were bringing things over to the venue. And it never really occurred to us, like, who's going to bring this stuff back from the venue until yesternight. And they started closing up the venue while everybody was partying and stuff. And there was also this element of, like, Matt and Casey, like, ran out through the archway of sparklers, and then they were just, it's like, well, where are you going? Do you run out through the sprinklers, where are you going to go? You're just going to keep jogging into the night? So, I mean, I guess that normally that would be arranged for, but, like, they were coming to hang out with everybody, like a kind of after party. There was also Alex, a friend that was driving. He was sober and going to drive a shuttle. But then the venue is like, hey, don't leave cars here. Or if you do, like, come get them by 10 a.m. Which I think is a little unreasonable. 10 a.m., you couldn't tell people, you know, by noon, or just get them tomorrow. Or even, like, hey, if you're going to leave vehicles, just leave them at the bottom of the giant parking lot. Like, why 10 a.m.? And that's the kind of thing of, like, just the people who make rules and make signs that say rules. They do have these, like, very small minds of, like, oh, pick a day, pick a time. Oh, this is the limit right here. Put it up. You know what I mean? But it worked out fine because I really had not had much to drink at all. So I was like, I'll take back your car, Matt. And then it ended up where Casey and I drove the newlyweds back to the cabins slowly through the night in the Mercedes. It was kind of funny. So that was well enough, right? We get back there. All the stuff got taken care of. We hanged out for a little while. And then we made our way over to the this, like, bonfire at the other cabins. And we stood around and talked until, like, 2 in the morning, you know, the smoke. And the crazy thing was, like, for all the coolers, I wasn't too desperate to drink alcohol. But we forgot to put any waters in any of the coolers we took back. And the waters at the cabins, or the water at the cabins, tasted kind of funny. So I had this thing where it was like 2 a.m. We go, okay, I think we should go to bed. We got to check out of here by 11. We've got a long day, you know, today. We walk back through the darkness. And of course, we always have, there was always an after party with just the few of us hanging out in our cabin, in Will's cabin. in the night. And then finally I showered. We had bought soap because the cabins didn't have any soap in them. So I bought a couple bars of soap and used it late in the night. Felt kind of guilty showering at 2 a.m. because it was basically like the walls were right up on. Like we could talk through the walls. And it's good because we could, you know, there are our close friends that we could talk to through the walls. But the shower was like the closest thing to them, of course. So up late, real late showering. And then I was like, man, I have like a sore mouth and throat from talking so late into the night, but at least I haven't been drinking. The problem with me is like usually the feeling of being hungover for me is being tired, having stayed up late, not having drank enough water. So I had this dilemma. Do I drink the not great tasting tap water, gulping it down until my thirst is quenched, or not? Because I think if I did, I would have woke up all through the night having to pee. I think I would have peed like 3 times if I drank as much water as I wanted to. So I opted to not drink water. A risky move, but one that ultimately I think paid off. So that being said, crawled into bed, was laying there, everyone else fell asleep. And then there was this wild storm that everyone else slept through. And I was like, even Alex, who was sober and driving the shuttle, I thought maybe he would have remembered the storm. But no. It was just me. And it was a hardcore enough storm that I was like, man, this is going to wash away these cabins. This is like, I'm kind of scared in this little room of this big storm. But that ended up being well enough. And I got, you know, a few hours of sleep. And then we wake up in the morning and it's like, oh, it's 9. We got to be out of here. And I go, Casey, you should go shower. She comes back from the bathroom and she says the water's not working. And sure enough, the storm had took out the water. So, very glad I showered in the middle of the night. Because that's really what got me through this day. But anyway, we all got up. We went back over to Matt and Casey's house. We said our goodbyes, had a cup of coffee. And then Will, Anna, Casey, and I hit the road. The other couple things, right? On the way back down to Atlanta, we tried to get lunch. We did get lunch, but I've never before walked away from 2 fast food places in a row. We tried to pull into a McDonald's and eat inside. We had to use the bathrooms, etc. And the doors were locked. Presumably because they were understaffed. So we just said, okay, we'll go somewhere else. We go around the corner, and there's a Steak and Shake. We go into the Steak and Shake. Casey and I go use the restroom, and I noticed while walking to the restroom, this place was packed. But the counter on the way to the restroom was covered in people's orders. Like it had all their food was sitting out. And I didn't know, like, are people supposed to come up to the counter and grab their food? What's going on here? You know what I mean? We come back out of the bathroom and the line's not really moved at all. And then I start looking around and it is one black girl running this whole restaurant. Drive-through, completely full, dining room. She's taking the orders, then walking back into the kitchen, and coming back up and confusingly, like, searching through receipts with people. And I look around, and I mean, this is, I know that I've been going for a minute here, but this is kind of turned into a thing for me the rest of the day. I mean, always. You've got these big, fat, oblivious losers, these entitled Americans, there's not a better word for it, sitting there waiting for their food. Oh, like, and I mean big, fat people. You feel it in these crowds. And then you look over and you see, like, this one big, fat black girl, like, just struggling to even do anything. She has this look about her where she just, like, you can tell, like, dead man walking vibes, right? And I just said, and, like, I think, you know, my friends thought it was a little too loud, where I was like, oh, this is one of those nobody wants to work anymore towns where they don't want to pay anybody. So now you can't even go into a fast food restaurant and get a meal. Is that what's going on here? And we decided to leave. And I'm glad we did, because we went to Freddy's, was right around the corner. Also steak burgers. And you know what? They were just as packed, but they had probably 6 people working. And it went very smoothly. And the food was delicious. It was an easy enough meal, in and out. And I just can't believe that, man. That these people who are an hour and a half, an hour outside of Atlanta, think that they can still get away with trying to pay black people $8 an hour to come to this town where, like, why would anyone want to come to your town? And I was saying that to Casey and them later. I was like, you know what, man? If this was an oil rig town, you'd have to pay people a premium to come here. Why would you not think you have to pay someone a premium to come keep a Steak and Shake running? It's insane. You can't even keep a McDonald's staffed. It's not, you don't think it's worth, what, $30 an hour to be able to actually serve lunch at a McDonald's, you idiots? I mean, I really have contempt for this going on in America, this thing with boomers, like, literally trying to keep slavery alive. Whatever they can do. Just absolutely entitled, disgusting generation of people. And I have to put it on them. It's obvious that they've done it. They've ridden this country into the ground with their greed. Anyway. The airport similarly put me in a weird mood where it was like, you know, we have TSA pre-check, but the airport was super busy. And so the line was like massive even for pre-check. And again, just in Atlanta specifically, massive, fat, fat, fat people. That, like, again, you think you're entitled to that much more food than you need. But of course, there's food everywhere you look. Gotta eat it or it'll go bad. I feel that. I get it. Anyway, getting in and off the plane, dude, the lady next to me on the plane, she was, like, so overwhelmed by her luggage. Like, angrily, like, oh, she was going mad, dude. She's going mad. And it was, like, very, very uncomfortable. She couldn't fit what was clearly a overhead compartment roller bag. She tried to fit it under the seat in front of her and was getting, like, really mad it wouldn't fit. And, like, it obviously couldn't fit. And she couldn't even, like, sit down over it and was, like, freaking out and making it everyone else's problem. And the whole time I was really thinking, like, man, do they is it to the point where every flight attendant has had to at least once tell someone they're too big and fat to be on a plane? And then there was a thing after, later, we were coming up the escalators. I just looked at the escalators and I was like, how wild that, like, there's only ever single row escalators and never, like, 12 foot wide going up escalators. They'll put 2 single escalators next to each other. It will take up like 10 feet, but of that, you only get about 6 feet worth of escalator. And that's an efficiency problem. And I said to Casey, like, you give us America 10 more years and the average American won't be able to fit on an escalator. It won't be wide enough for them. Anyway, we got home fine, drove home fine, kind of tired, but now we're excited to see our shows. All showered up, laundry going. And it really was a fun weekend. Very happy for Matt and Casey, and I hope that they have fun on their honeymoon. We got them, by the way, I can say it now, we got them matching fanny packs from Topo Designs so that they can keep gypsies out of their stuff and pickpocket Romanian people, which is actually essential for Europe. Anyways, thank you very much. Stay safe. Come again tomorrow.